The call is now being recorded. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Sam. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Sick Who Is call on the 8th of January, 2013. And on the call, we have Carlton Samuels, Mikey O'Connor, Alan Greenberg, Volker Greiman, Mark Anderson, Roy Ballest, Barry Cobb, Jill Titzer, Steve Metallitz, Ray Fassett, Tim Ruiz, Avery Doria, and for staff we have Marika Koenix, Lars Hoffman, Barry Cobb, and myself, Glenda Saint-Jury. We have apologies from Susan Kawaguchi, Ilya Balaznikov, Frederick Yuma, and Wilson Abigaba, who might join us a bit later. And we have just had Chris George join us, as well as Caroline Hoover. So I think it's over to you. Thank you, Mikey. But may I just remind people to please say their name before speaking, because it makes the transcript more accurate. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Glenn. And before we get to the statement of interest agenda stuff, Marika, do you want to make your introduction?
Hi, this is Marika. No, I just wanted to introduce Lars Hoffman, who's the latest addition to the policy team, and he just started yesterday, so be nice to him, please. So he'll be following along on some of the calls I'm supporting, just so he can, you know, learn the ropes until he feels confident enough to take you on by himself. So.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for letting me listen in. I'm looking forward to learning, as it were.
Well, it's great to have you in the gang, Lars. This is a pretty good gang, so I think it'll be fun. As you can see in the upper right part of the screen, we have an agenda. We'll sort of take the simultaneous pause to let people tell us about changes in their statements of interest and also chime in with any changes or additions that you'd like to make to the agenda. All right. Sounds like we have a plan. I think the first agenda item is to sort of take a moment to sort of update ourselves on how things are going in the sub-teams. The ones that are really active are these three. But during the holiday break, people were sort of asking, well, but what about me? I'd like to work on my stuff, and I'm not on any of these. And so we went ahead and sort of informally established the rest of the sub-teams just by setting up an email list with pretty unstructured instructions as to what to do. But if anybody's feeling energetic, by all means, strike up a conversation and see where it leads you. But I would like to sort of pause and take a look at these first three, just because those are the sort of active ones right now, and sort of see where everybody's at and if we need anything in the way of help or tools or anything like that. So Steve and Alan, you're the two leaders that are on the call. Susan is not with today, but either of you guys want to give us a quick snapshot on what's going on?
Sure. This is Steve. The authoritativeness subgroup got off to a fast start and had a call with a few of our members, and it was followed almost immediately by a very helpful submission from Volker giving proposed draft definition of authoritativeness, which was our first question we had to wrestle with, since that's our assignment. So we had a fast start, but unfortunately we haven't followed through yet. We had that meeting on December 21st, and we have not had much since then. So I'm going to try to circulate something later today. I think Volcker's definition is quite good, and you know, we'll see if we have agreement on that, and then move on to a few of the other questions that had been identified. So we've gotten started, but we haven't made quite as much progress as we might have, but hopefully we can get back on track now.
I'm going to invoke my chair-like powers and grant complete absolution for holiday-related inactivity, because it's I think it's really important, especially in the ICANN world, to take a breather. And so I think it's great that you've gotten underway, and look forward to seeing more stuff. Don't forget to file away questions for our expert panel. I think Marika is going to be able to give us a little update on how that's going, but just in sort of watching the email, that group is coming together quite well, and I think we're going to have a really good group of people who can answer questions. So don't forget that resource when you're doing your work. Alan, do you want to pick up the... Go ahead.
Sure. I appreciate the absolution, because otherwise the guilt would be bearing me down unbearably. It would just be too much of a weight on my shoulders. And I would have to have resigned, so I appreciate the absolution. We've done nothing, but I have an email that I'm starting to put together to send out today, and we should try to get off relatively soon. I'm assuming, by the way, the mailing list that was sent out with the title Data Protection is the one that maps to stability and data escrow.
I have to defer to Marika on that one.
This is Marika. No, I think that is because we already created as well the mailing list for the remaining or the other sub-teams. I'm assuming that the data protection one is the impact on privacy and data protection.
Oh, then so what's the then what's the one called for stability and data escrow? Because I didn't find one with that kind of name that I was joined to anyway.
Let me just check.
I'm loving the chat, by the way.
We have, you said stability and data escrow, right? We have a GNSO-stability-sickwhois. You didn't get a message from that?
I'll double check. I didn't see one, but I may have missed it.
It should have been sent.
I'll double check, and I'll let you know privately if I'm not on it.
It should have been sent on the 13th of December, if that makes it easier for you to find.
There's response.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
That's all I have at the moment.
Okay. Well, now I'm getting more cautious in my absolution granting. There's been a pretty lively chat about that. But anyway, I don't have much of an update from Susan. I know that there was some conversation going on before the break, but we'll sort of pick that one up next week. I think now it's sort of over to you, Marika, to sort of give us an update on the situation with the stakeholder group and constituency statements. That's our next agenda item.
Yeah, so this is Marika. As you may recall, we send out requests for input from GNSO stakeholder groups and constituencies as well as other ICANN SOs and ACs before the holidays. And I think we gave them as a deadline the 6th of January, but also making very clear that if they need more time to develop their responses, that they could just let us know, and then there would be no problem to provide them with additional time. However, to date, we've only received input from the business constituency. Glenn will be sending out some reminders to the different groups, you know, just so we can see if there are any groups that are just haven't gone around it yet but are still planning to do something, and give them an opportunity to actually let us know that they'll still be submitting something. And maybe, you know, I see Alan's hands up, but maybe some others of the different constituents are able to provide as well with some feedback if there are any groups that are still working on items. And then I think the working group should probably discuss how to review the feedback received. Briefly chatting with Mikey before the call, we can go the traditional route and put it in a kind of public comment review tool where we break down the different items along the different topics the working group is looking at. But another approach could as well be to give the different subjects, or based on the subjects that input has been provided on, back to the relevant sub-teams. So they will be looking at it and providing a response that the working group could then review. So I think that's all I have for now.
Terrific. Thanks, Marika. The chat is... Oh, I hope we didn't lose Marika right then. Are you still there, Marika?
I'm still here, and I'm actually seeing that people say the deadline was the 9th, so apologies there. So actually people still have a couple of days, but we'll be sending out a reminder nevertheless, so to make sure that people let us know or hopefully get it in by that date.
Yeah, and it also, looking at the chat, looks like quite a few of the constituencies are working on something, so I think we're going to have pretty substantive comments coming in. I can predict that the ISP are not, since I'd be the one that was doing it, and I haven't even contemplated doing it. So
yeah.
It's great that we've got some other ones.
Mikey, it's Alan.
Go ahead.
Yeah, ALAC is still, we have a little bit of a discussion going whether we should just rely on our existing statements or explicitly answer these questions. We'll make a decision very quickly, and should we decide to submit a statement, it will be in. It'll take at least a week and a half or so, but it will be in. So I'll let you know in the next day or so what whether we're doing one or not and what the target date is.
Yeah, and if you have, excuse me, if you have existing ones that you're comfortable with, just resubmit them so that
they don't address all of the specific questions, which is why I'm advocating that we do something, but we'll get back to you one way or another.
Okay, terrific. All right. Our next one is sort of continuing the conversation about questions for the expert group. And as I look at that, we've got a fair amount of activity going on in subgroups, but I think that it's probably not a bad idea to continue a conversation in here about that, just so that if we've, I'd hate to get to the expert panel and have missed one. On the other hand, there's sort of two approaches to this. The way that the subgroups are running right now, the three that are active are fairly technical. And so one way to do this would be to let the subgroups come up with their questions, have a session with the expert panel that's more narrowly focused, and then leave the expert panel with the expectation that we'd like to visit with them again after we get further into the other subgroups. So this is a little bit of a process question. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but if there are questions that are on your mind that you'd like to get into sort of a first round of conversation with the experts, this would be a good time to sort of throw some out. Steve, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. This is Steve. I'm not entirely sure that this is responsive, but I did post some questions about the PIR.org registry report that is one of our references. And is that the kind of thing that would go to the expert panel, because the expert panel would include people that were involved in the .org transition? Or is the expert panel, I guess I'm not entirely clear what the expert panel is expert about.
That's a good question. I think at this point anything is fair game. Basically, the reason we formed that group was that we realized that people in the working group itself aren't necessarily people that went through the position. And So expert panel is a phrase that I may have come up with that may not really be quite accurate. A better phrase might be something like witnesses or people who, you know, people who actually went through it that we could use to interview for either historical stuff or technical kinds of advice. And so to the extent that there are questions that a group like that could answer, I think it's a fair game. I see chat from Don Blumenthal saying some of the affiliates-related folks on the panel were involved in preparing the report. So I don't think that it's a bad idea to try and get an answer to your question in advance. And then if we can't, maybe we can quiz the people who were there at the time about what they learned. I'm in let's follow all avenues mode at the moment. And, I think it's also pretty flexible, malleable.
Okay. Well, for those who may not have read all the email traffic, the two questions really, one had to do with the extent to which there were discrepancies between who is data, and registrar who is data after the transition of .org from thin to thick. That was one question. The other question had to do with the number of privacy complaints or complaints relating to privacy issues, which were received at the time of the transition or in the year or two thereafter. It seems as though this was supposed to be an annual report, but then Don pointed out that the appendix in the registry agreement that called for it was eliminated in 2006, so there may only be at most one or two additional reports after the transition. But in any case, those are the topics, and it would be again. I think the fact that we have a relatively large registry that actually made this transition not that long ago is a useful resource. So I agree with you. Let's get as much information as we can from anybody that's got that information about that transition. But those are just two issues that were raised by the report.
Yeah, and I think that I started documenting some of these questions too in the notes, just so we don't lose them. Because one of the things that may make sense is to build this list of questions and send them off to the group in advance of a call and say, well, if you've got any documentation along these lines, it would be great to get it back. Sort of keep that going. Any other questions that are on people's minds that would be good ones to ask a group who were fairly close to the transitions in the past? This would be a good time to brainstorm some of those up. I think the subgroups are likely, in their somewhat more detailed view, are likely to produce a amount of this series of questions, but I don't want to get to the conversation with that group and realize that we never asked everybody else and missed some really good question. And so I think what we'll do is probably leave this item on the agenda just as a placeholder every week to keep collecting these questions and then not spend quite as much time on it in subsequent calls. Aubrey's asking in the chat, is the map online? And the answer is yes, but I don't know how current it is, so I will take an action to push it up to the wiki. It's I don't recall the structure of the wiki at the moment, Aubrey, but I know that it's up there somewhere, and if you can't find it, ping me on the list, and that will nudge me to send you a link that maybe other people can use. Oh, Marika's way ahead of me. Posting. And the trick there is that the latest version is sitting on my computer, and I took a pretty serious vacation over the holidays as well. I didn't do a status report, and I didn't post the version of this that came out of the last call. So I'll jump right out onto the wiki after this call and post what I've got here so that 15 December sounds about right. So I'll take an action, Avery, to get this out because it's pretty dusty at the moment. Avery's... I discovered that the only effective way to look at this is through the program that created it, the FreeMind program. I thought that something was happening that wasn't. If you look at the web-based versions that I posted, they're not very good. And I'll work on that as well. This is a remarkably short call, but I guess I'm not surprised. You know, this is sort of the get the engine running again after the holidays call. So I can't remember now. Are any of the ALAC conflicts next week? Or can we simply meet same time, same place next week and deal with ALAC conflicts later?
ALAC is generally the last Tuesday in the month, I think. But certainly it's not next week anyway.
All right, so we can say that next week we're going to meet at this time and publish all that.
Yeah, and this is Rick. I think Giza sent out the conflicting dates earlier this week, and indeed the first one, I think, is for the 22nd of January, and then we're moving to the later time slot.
All right. Let me just respond to Avery's question about who's on the sub-team. She wanted to see who was on which one. I think with that, I think we're done with the agenda, unless there's anything else, any other business that people want to take up. I think we can wrap this one up fairly quickly and carry on. Anything else on people's minds? All right. I think that's it. Tim is typing. I'll wait and just... Oh, much typing. This may be the... this is the Thanks, Mikey series. Okay. So, Glenn, I think you're in charge of the call today. I think you can wrap this one up and end the recording, and we'll see everybody in a week.
Thanks
a lot.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mikey, and see you next week. Hear you next week.
Thanks, Mikey. I'll do that.
Thanks all. Thanks, Glenn.
Bye.